धमाधाम कुंज बिहार हरि जय गोपे जनवल्लभा गिरिवर धाम हरि जय गोपे जनवल्लभा गिरिवर धाम हरि यशोदनन्दन रजनन्दन यशोदनन्दन रजनन्दन यमो न तेरा रन हरि यमो न तेरा रन हरि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहार हरि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहार हरि जय गोपे जनवल्लभा गिरिवर धाम हरि जय गोपे जनवल्लभा गिरिवर धाम हरि यशोदनन्दन व्रजदनरन्दन यशोदनन्दन व्रजदनरन्दन यमो न तेरा रन हरि यमो न तेरा रन हरि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहार हरि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहार हरि जय गोपे जनवल्लभा गिरिवर धाम हरि जय गोपे जनवल्लभा गिरिवर धाम हरि यशोदनन्दन व्रजदनरन्दन यशोदनन्दन व्रजदनरन्दन रामो न तेरा रन्दनधरि यमो न तेरा रन्दनधरि जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे श्याम सुंदरा श्याम सुंदरा हरे जय राधे श्याम राधे श्याम जय राधे श्याम। जय कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम कृष्ण बलराम जय कृष्ण बलराम। जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय। हरिताय गौराधि बाल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौराधि बोल। नित्य गौराधि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौराधि बोल। नित्य गौराधि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौराधि बोल। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद।
जय विश्वपाद परमहंस रुचाया श्रोता सत शिष्म चिला ऐसी भक्त वेदांत संशील प्रभुपाद की। जय विश्वपाद परमहंस रुचाया श्रोता सत शिष्म चिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर शिल प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। श्री रूप श्री सनातन भक्तनाथ श्री जीव गोपाल भक्त सर्वनाचार्य गोस्वाम प्रभु के प्रेम से एक हो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानंद श्री अद्वैत गदा आदर्श बजरी गौर भक्त वृंद की। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपाल गोपी गोविंद चांद कुंद राधा कुंद गिर गोदान की। वृंदावन धाम की मथुर धाम की मैपुण धाम की जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की तुलसी महारानी भक्ति देवी की गंगा यमुना देवी की हरिनाम संकीर्तन यज्ञ की श्री श्री गौनिताय की श्री श्री कृष्ण और राम की श्री श्री राधा श्याम चंद्र की गौर प्रेम नंदे हरि हरि बोल समवेत भक्त वृंद की। ऑल ग्लोरी स्टूडियो समलो वोटिज ऑल ग्लोरी स्टूडियो समलो वोटिज ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु श्री गुरु ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री प्रभुपाद। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नारं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नाष्टप्रयेष्वदेशो नित्यं भगवद्सेवया भगवद्योत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। एते चंसाकलपुंसं कृष्णस्तु भगवन् स्वयं इन्द्रियाद्व्याकुलं लोकं हृदीयन्ते युगे युगे। नाम सङ्केतनं यस्य सर्वपापप्रणाशनं प्रमाणवधूमसम तम नमामि हरिं प्रणाम। रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम 10th कैंटो 27th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट नंबर 21। इन इन्द्रस्नस्त्वभिषेक्ष्यामो ब्राह्मणचरितवयाम् अवत्यन्नसि विश्वात्मान् भूमे बरपुपनुतये इन्द्रन्नस्त्वभिषेक्ष्याम ब्राह्मणचरितवयाम् अवत्यन्नसि विश्वात्मान् भूमे बरपनुतये
अवतीर्णसि विश्वात्मान् भूमे बरपनुतये
Indram, as Indra, Na, our, Tva, to you, Abhishekshama, we shall perform the bathing ceremony of coronation. Brahmanam, by Lord Brahma, Chodita, ordered, Vayam, we, Avatirna Asi, you have descended, Vishwatman, O soul of the universe, Bhume, of the earth, Bhara, the burden, Apanutaye, in order to alleviate. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. As ordered by Lord Brahma, we shall perform your bathing ceremony to coronate you as Indra. O soul of the universe, you descended to this world to relieve the burden of the earth. Purport. Surabhi makes it quite clear in this verse that she has had enough of the leadership of imperfect demigods like Purandar, Indra, and now she is determined to directly serve the Supreme Lord. Since Brahma has ordered her attempt to coronate Lord Krishna as a personal Lord is authorized by higher authority. Moreover, Lord Krishna himself comes down to the earth to relieve the burden of self-destructive, mundane administration. And thus it is perfectly consistent with the Lord's own purpose that he become the lord of Surabhi. Since the lord rules millions of universes, he can certainly take care of Mother Surabhi. In fact, Surabhi wanted to bathe the lord for her own purification, and she earnestly makes a proposal to Vishvatma, the soul of the universe, Sri Krishna. Om Adhyana Timirandasya Jnanam Janasalakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhastam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupakadamayam Tadati Savabhagantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yata Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Satam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Larita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatate Gopesha Govigaganta Radha Kanta Namastade Tatta Ganjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sude Devi Pranamani Hare Priye Panchakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyeva Cha Pritanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Indra Nas Prabhishek Shyamo Brahmana Charita Vayam Avatirna Sivishvatman Mumer Bharapanutaye. As ordered by Lord Brahma, we shall perform your bathing ceremony to coronate you as Indra, the soul of the universe. You descend to this world to relieve the burden of the earth. So here in this chapter, prayers of Surabhi are mentioned, and Indra, the lord of the one of the heavenly planets. So he understood his mistake in not properly showing respect to the Brijavasis and ultimately Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Indra is a very powerful personality, servant of the Lord, but due to the influence of the most material nature, so even the powerful personalities, the demigods, they become bewildered. So what to speak of on this planet, even sometimes you see we are, by Krishna's mercy, by Prabhupada's mercy, we understand that we are the servants of Krishna and we engage in devotional service, but still then also as sadhakas, as practicing devotees many times, one becomes bewildered due to the influence of the modes of material nature, due to unwanted desires in the heart which are surfacing, and then one becomes bewildered. In this situation then one has to rectify oneself and one has to ultimately take shelter of the Lord and beg forgiveness from the Lord. So Indra, actually many times it happened in the past also that he committed some mistake in regards to proper behavior, sadachar. And so not this one here, this incident, so he offended the bridge buses, and Krishna later on, as we know, although he realized his mistake to some extent and he apologized, but still some misconception was there or some pride was there, and he was not fully able to submit himself as the humble servant of the Lord. And therefore later on also he became bewildered again also, as Krishna was in Dwarka. And so he went to the heavenly planets one time and he got the Parijata flower from there. And as we know, he offered to Rukmini, his beloved wife. At that time, one of the other wives, Satyabhama, is very hot-tempered. Rukmini, she's very, of course, the whole eternal associates of the Lord. But different natures are there of different devotees or personalities. So Rukmini Devi, she's very submissive to Krishna. It is explained that actually she is an expansion of Chandravali, so who is known as of being Dakshin Swabhav, right-wing gopi, meaning she is submissive to Krishna and understanding that Krishna is the Lord and I am the servant of the Lord. And so she is one of the principal gopis, Chandravali. Actually there are millions of gopis, two are considered foremost, Srimati Radharani and Chandravali, and of the two, of course, Srimati Radharani is foremost. And her nature is Vama Bhav Kaka, so she is completely dedicated to Krishna and she is the most exalted of all the associates of Krishna. But her nature is that Krishna belongs to me. Krishna is mine, Mamata. So, but still, the underlying principle is there that I am the servant of Krishna. But then in the conjugal relationship, so then sometimes it is more prominent that mood, and that Krishna is mine. So, and Satyabhama is actually expanded form of Srimati Radharani. So, Braj Srimati Radharani is most exalted of all the exalted associates of the Lord. She is most exalted. And in Dwarka, so actually Rukmini Devi, so she is considered the foremost of the queens because of her gentle nature, submissive nature. So, Satyabhama also well known, but she's a little hot-tempered. And so she was upset. Why, Krishna, why are you giving flower to Rukmini and not giving to me? And then Krishna had to appease her, and then he went to the heavenly planet. And so he didn't take one more flower, but he took the whole Parijata tree. And then they said, hey, what are you doing? Again, he forgot his position as a servant of the Lord. No, he cannot take this Parijata tree that belongs to the heavenly planets. That cannot go to the earthly realm. And then Krishna, it's okay, Indradev, I'm taking the tree. And he was ready to fight. And Krishna just brushed him away. And of course, ultimately again realized, I'm just such a fool again, overcome by false ego, forgetting my position. So that is the situation in this material world. Very easily one is bewildered by the false ego, that I'm something special. But we have to always remember that we are the insignificant servants of Krishna. Jivar Sopoi Krishna Nityadas. And Krishna is always our Lord and Master, so we always have to remember. And but in conditioned life, many times one forgets. So Indra, so he, with the help of Surabhi, actually the demigods, as mentioned here, Lord Brahma, he asked Surabhi to come and to assist Lord Indra in begging forgiveness from Krishna. So Tsunade, she was ready to do immediately, and she went there, and then so she offered these beautiful prayers. And as mentioned in the purport by the Acharyas, that so she was ready to help Lord Indra. At the same time, she wanted to herself surrender to Krishna fully. And as explained here, so she was a little hesitant to be under the shelter of Lord Indra because of his many times not acting properly according to the scriptures. So she understood then that actually my real master is Krishna, so why should surrender to Lord Indra? Of course, in conditioned state, we cannot immediately take full shelter of Krishna, but we take shelter of the representative of Krishna, that is the spiritual master, or the Vaishnavas. And the Guru Jan. So Guru Jan means not only the spiritual master, but the Diksha Guru, but maybe Shiksha Guru, elders. Like for example, in the temple, so one has to abide by the orders of the temple management. So they're also Guru Jan. One cannot think, oh, my guru is such and such and I don't have to listen to anybody. No, if you are in the temple, you have to listen to the temple authorities. So different authorities may be there. They are known as Gurujan, the elders. Even father and mother, ultimately they are addressed as Gurujan, the elders. They are there to guide us, to help us. So they all have to be respected. And then we can actually live peacefully if you are under the shelter of the devotees, the elders who are experienced, who are realized, who can then bestow their mercy upon us, so we can be peaceful and we can advance nicely, and ultimately then we can take shelter of Krishna fully. So Suradi, so she then abided by the orders of Lord Brahma, and so she then took shelter of Krishna by saying these beautiful prayers and then bathing with her milk, Krishna. So Abhishek was there, Abhishek Shama. So we shall perform the bathing ceremony of coronation to show to the world that actually Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the Lord. Indra, so it means the Lord of the heavenly planets, but Deva, the Lord of the of all the, even the demigods, that is Lord Krishna. So therefore he is known also as Purandar or Indra. Actually all these names of the demigods, they are given by Krishna ultimately. Everything is coming from Krishna. All the spiritual worlds, the material worlds, and so when the material world is created by the will of Krishna, with the help of course, Brahma is there appointed to see over the proper management of of this world, the creation. So he's a secondary creator, and so that the different names are given, these are posts. Like Lord Indra, there's one jiva is becoming Indra, and after some time another jiva becomes Lord Indra. During the lifetime of Lord Brahma, there are many Indras, many jivas. So in the position of Brahma, out of Indra. So whereas Brahma is only one Brahma, so he's there in the beginning of the creation till the end of, and that is one lifetime, and then everything is warmed up, and then again another, when Vishnu is inhaling and then when he's exhaling, again the material universes are manifest, and then another Lord Brahma is there to help with the process of creation, and then ultimately Lord Vishnu is there to maintain, and then Lord Shiva is there to do the work of destruction of this, to some extent of this material creation. But then everything is actually happening by the will of the Lord. And so even the name Shiva, ultimately, that can also be applied to Krishna, or all the names are there. Brahma, Param Brahma, that is Krishna. Satyam Shivam Sundaram. So Krishna is Param Satya, is Param Sundar, most beautiful. And Krishna is most auspicious. Shivam means auspicious. So it is all ultimately given by the Lord. But I'm here in the pastime. So Krishna is always the Supreme Lord, and it doesn't have to be established, but to show to the common man. So the coronation was performed, and then the name was given Govinda, it is explained. Before he was known as Gopal or Krishna Nandanandan, but then during the coronation, Indra gave the name, Namkaran Samskar, from one point of view, giving the name. But the name Govinda actually is also eternal. In Golok, Krishna is known by many names in the Nitya Lila. So one of them is Govinda, that is Krishna's name, no different from Krishna. Eternally his name is Govinda, but in this world, so of course even he appeared, his Janma Lila is there, and then there was Namkaran Samskar, name giving ceremony. And because everyone was afraid of Lord Kamsa at that time, he's one small lord, he's there, but he's because of demoniac attitude was there, but he was the king of Matra. So he was there, and so he had heard that the ill child of Vasudeva and Devaki will kill him, so he was very much afraid. And so he killed the children of Vasudeva and Devaki, the six children who first appeared. And then he wanted to kill the next one, the next pregnancy was there, Balaram was there, but he was transferred from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini, so Shankarshan. And then Krishna appeared and he was brought, and of course we know that ultimately Krishna also appeared in Gokul, and even Rohini, she was already pregnant. And Adi Balaram was there in the womb, and Shankarshan merged, Vasudev Devaki Putra, Shankarshan merged into Adi Balaram and Vasudev Krishna. So he appeared and he was brought to Gokul, and then he merged into Yashodananda Krishna. And then both of them, so then they appeared, and there was a name-giving ceremony of Krishna Balaram. But it was done hidden in the Goshala. And they didn't call also the cool guru. The two spiritual masters were there in Braj, Baguri Muni and Sandilya Muni. But they didn't call for two reasons. One, because they didn't want to make an official thing. And also because actually Garga Muni was considered to be practically Jagat Guru, the most prominent Acharya. So they called him. And then so he was called, and privately he was doing the name giving ceremony and giving the name Krishna and giving the name Balaram. But these names are eternal. But then he's inspired by the Lord, and his Trikala Gya also, Garga Muni knows past, present and future, just like Narada Muni also and others. So the name of the Lord, the names of the Lord, they are eternal. Just like Krishna is eternal, his name is eternal. But in the pastime, at that point, the name was given Govinda, very common name, very beautiful name of Krishna. And actually, we have three deities which are very important in our Gauri Vaishnava Sampradaya. That the Acharyas have explained, Madan Mohan, Govinda Dev and Gopinath. First we approach Madan Mohan because we are so much in this material world attracted to things of this world, and the man especially to women, and of course women may be attracted to man or things of this world. And in order to become nicely attracted to Krishna and detached from this world by taking shelter of Krishna's Madan Mohan. Madan is the Lord of love, Cupid. So by which the common man is very quickly bewildered and becomes lusty. But if you take shelter of Krishna, who is known as Madan Mohan, is bewildering Cupid himself. So by taking shelter of him, then we may be freed from the influence of Cupid of this world by taking shelter of Krishna, the transcendental Cupid. and then we can advance, and then Govinda Devi is there to accept our service in purified consciousness, and ultimately now Gauri Vaishnava Sampradaya, and then we may come to the pure stage and realizing our spiritual identity as completely being completely different from the gross and subtle body in a loving relationship with Krishna, and mostly in our sampradaya as the Acharya, as our sampradaya, mostly in Gopi Bhav. So then we can approach Gopinath and the Lord of the Gopis and make our life perfect. So a wonderful descriptions are there in the Srimad Bhagavatam of the pastimes of Krishna in this world. Two kinds of pastimes are there. And the pastimes in this world are known as Naimittika Lila, Prakat Lila. The pastimes which become manifest to the eyes of the ordinary person and are known as Naimittika because they are occasional pastimes, like Krishna taking birth, that is only in this world. Or Krishna going to Mathura, Krishna killing demons. That is not happening in Golok. And the pastimes in Golok, they are known as aprakat. They are not visible to the only person, only external persons. They can see Krishna and Krishna's wonderful pastimes in Golok. So therefore they are known as aprakat, they are known as nitalila, that permanently enacted. Whereas in this world, so Krishna is appearing only when the material world is manifested, but it is not always manifested, only for some time, which is very long time for us. But in terms of eternity, it is only sometimes for a little while the material world is manifested. So we should hear both of the pastimes, yet Prabhupada has explained in one purport, the Nitya-lila and the Naimittika-lila. Beautiful pastimes, and so they are there to for us to meditate on the Lord, and we can learn so much from these pastimes, especially of the pastimes in this world and the dealings of Krishna with his eternal associates, and also of those who are practicing or those who are servants of the Lord but who are also not liberated, like the demigods. They are exalted personalities much more than the human beings. But most of them, they are not liberated yet also. They are still in the bodily platform. So Surabhi, so she also took shelter of, and it is mentioned that she has come from the heavenly planets. So there is a planet there in heavenly planets where the Surabhi cows are there. But then in the spirit world, the cows are also known as Surabhi. And so they are transcendental. So eternal associates of the Lord, cows. So usually we worship them, but we respect all the cows. So what to speak of Surabhi from the heavenly planet, and then what to speak of the cows on this planet. So they are accepted as mothers because they are giving milk, which are very important. So therefore, and of course Krishna is the Supreme Lord, but he is very fond of the cows, and he's a gopi, he's a cow boy. And he's taking care of the cows, and he has love for everyone, but a special affection is there for the cows and the calves and the bulls also. And therefore in this world the pastime was there, as we know, so that worshipping that incidence is there here, the pastime, and he's showing that we should respect the brahmanas, the cows, and Giriraj Govardhan. But we should also not disrespect the demigods. So Krishna didn't tell his father that you don't have to care for Indra, but you don't have to worship him. Therefore, we do not worship Krishna, but we should. We do not worship Indra there. But we should show respect to him, although sometimes he does some mistake. But still, we have to respect him. And other demigods also, Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, but even more so than Lord Brahma, Lord Indra, we should respect Lord Brahma. And he's Adiguru in our Sampradaya. He's directly empowered by Krishna or Vishnu. And Lord Shiva also is the Adiguru in his Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya. He also gained knowledge from Krishna himself, or Vishnu. So we have to show them respect, but we do not worship them on a daily basis, but we should respect them from time to time. And even when we have elaborate ceremonies of the Lord, for example, we install the deities, at that time we show respect to all the demigods. And that is the rule. So, also today, actually, is Purnima Tithi, the full moon day and night of Margashirsh Mass, and just after Kartik Mass. The next month is known as Margashirsha, and Krishna is saying amongst the month, I am Margashirsha. On the name, as we know, the different names are there according to the Vedic literatures in Sanskrit, like Kartik Mass, then Margashirsh Mass, Push Mass, and so on. But the name of the Lord is given also, like Keshav, Damodar for Kartik Mass, and for this month, the month is known as Keshav also, a name of Krishna. So again, all the names are coming from Krishna. But then also Vishnumurtis are there. Keshav, there's a Vishnumurti Keshav, there's a Vishnumurti Damodar, and so on. But all these names are also there, and Krishna may be addressed in this way also, is addressed as Keshav, Madhav, and so on. Krishna is a source of everything, and everything is included in Him. So on this day of Purnima Tithi, the full moon day and night, the gopis, they concluded their Katyayani Vrat. The day after Kartik, the first day of this Margashirsha Mass, the gopis, not all the gopis, some of the gopis who actually had performed worship of Krishna for many lifetimes and they became perfect. So they took birth on this planet where Krishna is performing his pastimes. And the acharyas have explained, even in our case, so we are doing performing devotional service, and what is our goal? To go to Golok Vrindavan. Okay, we give up the body and we go to Golok Vrindavan. Right? Yes? Everyone desires that? But not possible. You cannot directly go to Golok. If you become perfect, you realize your sarup, known as sarup siddhi. When you realize who you are in Krishna Lila, what is your relationship with Krishna? Even then you don't go directly to Golok. But after giving up your body, you will go to one of the universes. You will leave this universe and you go to one of the universes where Krishna just appeared. And there you will take birth the last time from a womb of a gopi, and then you grow up. And then under the guidance of the other gopis, you learn about Krishna, you hear about Krishna, then you want to meet Krishna. And then you're getting trained up. Okay, Krishna likes this, Krishna likes that. And so then these gopis who were there and they were desiring then to have Krishna as their beloved, as a husband or pati or upapati, husband or beloved, are practically the same. Like the gopis, Radharani, and said they are known as the beloved of Krishna. Paratiya Bhav, because they are young, they are not married to Krishna. And Krishna is not married, 11. But the Paratiya Bhav is there, the gopis are there, the most beloved of Krishna, headed by Srimati Radharani. But then the Sakya Bhav is there, that is actually included also, the relationship between husband and wife. Because Krishna is Parampurush and is the husband of the gopis, ultimately from the point of view of the Tattva Vichara, the consideration of the Absolute Truth, they belong to Krishna. So Krishna is Jagatpate, is the Lord of the whole, of the universe, of Mother Earth also, of everyone ultimately, so also the gopis. But in the pastime, and the consideration of the pastime, so they are not officially married, there was not any marriage ceremony in the spirit world, so they are not known to be married. Whereas Lakshmi Narayan, they are known to be husband and wife. Rukmini and Krishna, Satyabhama and Krishna, they are known as husband and wife in the spiritual world since time immemorial. But Krishna and Radharani, the superior, actually, Vasudeva Krishna is expanded form of Krishna, Yashoda Nandan, and as explained, so the queen's expansions of the gopis in Braj, so they are supreme. So we have to see that this relationship ultimately of husband and wife, that is included in the Parakya Bhav ultimately. So in this, but we are talking here about the manifested pastimes here in this world, and so the gopis who were then doing this Katyayani Vrat, so they had become perfect by many lifetimes worshipping Krishna, like even the sages in Dandakaranya. There were many lifetimes they were meditating on Krishna as the Supreme Lord, also in Gopi Bhav. And then they saw Ramchandra, and then the feeling was there, oh, we want to have him as our pati, our Lord. Because Ram is not different from Krishna, but there's a difference there also. They're simultaneously one and different. Ramchandra Bhagavan is an expanded form of Krishna ultimately. And Ramchandra, he understood the consciousness because he's Bhagavan also, Purushottam. And then he told them that in this lifetime not possible to have some association, intimate association with me. And I took the vow only to have one wife, Ekapatni Vrat. But in my next incarnation as Krishna, then you will be blessed to have my association. So which they did also. So they... So when Krishna appears on this planet, then different sadakas, they were able to join the pastimes for the first time. So the sages in Dandakaranya, they were in a group, together they were meditating and they all joined the pastime and had a relationship with Krishna. And some they were doing privately the bhajan alone, and they may also then have attained perfection, as here the gopis, these different gopis. And so they actually took the guidance and the blessings of the eternal associates, headed by Srimati Radharani, of how to do this Katyayani Vrat. So early morning they prayed Katyayani Mahamaye Mahayogini Dishwari Nandagopasuta Devi Pati Me Kurute Namaha. Katyayani Mahamaye. So Katyayani Devi or Mahamaya. But you should understand it is not the external energy, Mahayogini Adishwari, but the internal energy of the Lord, which also has many names, the Surup Shakti or Yoga Maya, or here known as Katyayani. Even Durga Devi, Durga is also a name of the internal potency of the Lord, Durga Yoga Maya. The internal potency. So this Katyayani Devi is actually the internal potency of the Lord. And so she was then accepting the bhav and then blessed them, of course. And whereas Katyayani in this material world is there, the external energy of the Lord, Mahamaya, Durga Devi in this material world, manifestation of Durga Devi, the concept of Lord Shiva. So, but even of course Lord Shiva ultimately we know is an expanded form of Krishna, Shiva Tattva, and Durga Devi ultimately is also expanded form of Srimati Radharani, the external energy, the eternal energy, all the Lakshmi Devi, Sita Devi, the manifestations of Srimati Radharani, and even the external energy, Durga Devi ultimately is a manifestation of Srimati Radharani. In order to fully approach Krishna, so we have to take shelter of the internal energy. So naturally then, so the gopis, they were worshipping the internal potency of the Lord Katyayani Devi in order to be blessed to have the association of Krishna as the beloved of Krishna. So every day they were chanting this mantra and praying, please, Katyayani Devi, let Pati... let Krishna, the son of Nanda Baba, become my beloved, my husband. So they were praying every day. So after taking bath early morning, in the cold weather, and then doing a small worship of Katyayani Devi, Gandapush Dupti Naivedya, offering some chandan, a little bit, or scent, and then flowers, incense, ghee lamp, and some naivedya means some boga, offering foodstuffs, fruits, dry fruits, nuts, and sweets. This is usually the offering in naivedya. And later on then during the day, so they were preparing khichdi also, havishyan, rice and dal together, and then they were accepting that. So they were doing that for 1 month, and today on the last day, so they did the puja in the morning, and then later on Avibhrikta Bhat is, the snan is there. Again, when everything is over, then they will take bath again. That even for the other pastimes of the Lord, it is explained, or in the Vedic literatures, that after a great ceremony is performed, then there's a last bath is there on the last day at noontime. So very happily they took bath again in the Jamuna. And usually in Vedic culture, Vedic time, so there's a bathing ghat, the bathing place for the man, and bathing place for the women. So they're separate, not together they will take bath. Because some distance has to be there between men and women, for obvious reasons in this material world, because the attraction towards each other is very strong. So any normal person, if he sees a beautiful woman, then he becomes attracted. Only saintly person, they can resist that. And of course some abnormal people are there, they don't have attraction. But generally it is there, so therefore they have a separate bathing place. And at that time, usually men, they have a gamsha and they go in the to take bath, because it is mentioned usually one should not take bath naked. And that time they're young girls. Even you can see now, you go to the Jamuna, and the small boys and girls, not in the winter, but it's a little warmer, they go and take, especially the boys, but even sometimes girls, and because they don't have any thoughts of some conjugal exchange. And when they're very small, the sex desire is not there. So they go naked inside the water, nobody says anything. But usually it's explained, one should not go naked in the holy river, one should not take bath naked. A gamsha has to be there for the man, the kutis also. And then for the ladies, usually have also some dress for taking bath also. But sometimes, of course at home is something else sometimes, a lady without clothes, but not in the holy river. But then the gopis, so because they were small, they put a cloth in the river that happened today on this kitty, and they were taking bath. And then Krishna came there with some of the friends, the smaller friends, not saying those of the same age, the smaller friends, also very small. And then Krishna, he took the gopis' cloth and he sat there in the tree. And then the gopis, they wanted to come out, and it was cold, and they were looking for the cloth. They had a cloth. And Krishna is there in the tree, and the cloth there in his hand. Here, you want your cloth? Yeah, oh Krishna, a naughty boy. Please give us back the cloth. Yeah, okay, you come out. But what do you have to do? Because actually, bathing without cloth is not proper. And when they were coming out, and they were covering their private parts, well, they were small, but still. And they also something they knew from the mothers. And then he said, you did apparat to Varunde, to the water gods, because you're naked in the water, so you should fold your hands. And then you come and take your cloth. Never hesitate, but then they surrender to Krishna. And in this way Krishna accepted them as their beloveds, and because also, according to Vedic culture, only the husband can see the wife without cloth. So this way you can see he accepted them as his beloved and his just like wife. So Parakya and Sakya is both included there. And then he gave them the cloth and he told them, very soon we'll meet again. And so very soon was actually 10 months later, doing Sharadiya Ras Purnima. Then, but during 10 months, still they were wanting to be with Krishna, but they could not, because of the custom also, the girls and the boys, so they were not able to be always together. But then on the Ras Purnima, The Rasalila was there and Krishna played the flute and called all the gopis. And so the gopis then they were able to come and first time enter the Rasa Mandal, the Rasalila, and dance with Krishna. One place Prabhupada is saying also that, and the goal of life is to dance with Krishna. So, but of course very few, they will attain this position. But so that is possible, so that happened on this day, the wonderful pastime. So that is the goal of life, to enter Krishna's pastimes, and especially now Sampradaya in Gopi Bhav, and so we can dance with Krishna, or serve Krishna, or the divine couple. Usually as Gauri Vaishnavas, we're taking shelter of Rupa Goswami as sadhaka, as practicing devotee and in perfect position, we take shelter of Rupa Manjari, and they are just there wanting to serve the divine couple rather Krishna. And they don't even want to be intimately connected with Krishna. They are just happy serving the divine couple, and especially Srimati Radharani. So that is Radha Dasam, that is ultimately the goal in our Sampradaya. But some, they may be able to enter the Rasleela and dance. But whatever the position, or some want to become cowboy, that is fine, that is nice to play with Krishna. So that is ultimately the goal of life. So by daily worshipping the Lord and chanting the mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And hearing these wonderful pastimes in, very quickly we can attain perfection. Hare Krishna. So it's already 9 o'clock. So we stop here, or Prabhuji, you have some comment or some question?
I heard that all the queens had parijata trees. I heard not only Rukmini and Sanjay Bhama, but I heard all the queens had interesting look.
Yeah.
Parijata trees.
Yeah, ultimately, all the queens had parijata trees, yes.
Yeah. Krishna loves everyone.
Yeah, Krishna loves everyone, and you know he has to take care of all the wives, 16,108, and he does take care nicely. He can. He has the power in the morning. The 16,108 palaces in Dwarka, and Krishna is in each palace. He's expanded, but then afterwards during the day he's going to Sudarma Assembly Hall, and the 16,108 Krishna, they become one. And then evening time again is expanding and expanding, and is again there with all the queens. That is Adibhut Krishna, wonderful Krishna. Yes, Vaikuntha, okay.
Srimati Radharani and Chandravali is the red sisters?
Chandravali, the cousin sisters.
Cousin sisters.
Radharani and Chandravali, they are cousin sisters.
And Chandravali is the younger of Radharani.
She's almost the same age, but she's a little younger. But they're cousin sisters, and she's a little younger. Yes. They are Vrishabhanu Maharaj, the father. The father of Radharani also has brothers, but their names are not even mentioned. But the brothers of Nanda Baba, they are mentioned. So, but Chandravali, so she's the cousin sister of Srimati Radharani. But she has a sister also, she has a brother, the big brother, elder brother, Sridhar. And she has a younger sister, known as Ananga Manjari. Ananga Manjari is a manifestation of Balaram. And she's very special personality. And she's, although she's younger than Radharani and the gopis, Ananga Manjari, Yoda Manjaris, and usually the Manjaris are just serving the divine couple, and they don't even feel the need to dance with Krishna. They just want to assist the divine couple. But Ananga Manjari, sometimes she's there in the loving embrace of Krishna, so very special personality. And the Radhakund, her place is there also. Her kunja is there. It is mentioned in the middle of Radhakund. So sometimes the pastimes are performed there, so a special personality. So we stop here. Grand Rajima Bhagavatam ki, Shri Prabhupada ki.